Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Praying for the Black Man. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Men Let's Talk Global Network. We're excited about you being here today with us. Thank you so much for your time, whether you're listening to this live or on the broadcast, rebroadcast later on. It's always available to you. Once again, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen, because you can't see me, I am a black man praying for the black man today. And before we get started, we're going to have to pray to the Father who actually created the black man. I love it. And let me put the disclaimer in there. We are not leaving out the black woman, the black family, the black race. We're not leaving out any race for that matter. We love everybody. But today we are praying for the black man. Okay, so let's get that straight right there. We are praying for the black man today. We're not leaving anybody else out. No race, color, creed is left out. We love all races, all colors, all creeds, because the Father has created all in Jesus' mighty name. So thank you so much for that clarity. And again, Kevin Vaughn, praying for the black man. I want to acknowledge God, the Father first, and then we'll go right into prayer and dialogue for the black man today. Also, too, we're going to be here only 15 minutes, guys. I'm a busy man. You're busy out there as well. So thank you so much for your time. We're going to be doing this to the end of the month, this month, and moving to other platforms to pray and support our black men all across the nation and other venues as well. So thank you so much for that. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much. First of all, you created the black man, oh Father. You conceived him inside yourself. You created him, Father God, beyond 4,000 or 5,000, whatever years it was, Father God. You created the black man on this wonderful earth and told him to take care of the earth, multiply, take care of his family, multiply and keep it moving. So we thank you for the black man, Father God, because the black man comes from you. And you are awesome, oh Lord. So that makes us awesome as well. That makes the black man awesome. So, Father God, we thank you for who you are as the God of everything. You said, I am that I am. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get that, I'm going to be praying for you. But God is a God of heaven and earth. He created everything. There's still, the scientists are still finding stars and planets and other planets that even can hold maybe some life, you know, 30, 40 billion light years away or something like that. But the point is God made everything. God made everything. So we thank you, Father, for who you are. You are the great I am. You are our Father. You are our friend. You are the person who gives us mercy, Father God, and grace today. So thank you, Father God, for creating all things, specifically the black man, as we pray specifically for the black man today. So thank you, Father, for that. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, now we turn our attention to the black man. The black man is awesome. The black man requires your support. The black man requires your respect. So I'm praying for every black man. And when I pray for the black man, I'm talking about even the black child, the black baby that's not even born yet. I'm going all the way back to the conception level in the name of Jesus. When that seed hits that egg from the male to the woman, and there's a male born, we're talking right there when that happens. We thank God for the black male that's being born even right now. That's even being developed right now in the womb of a beautiful black woman or a beautiful woman. So we thank you, Father God, for the black man during the growth stage, conception stage, all the way up to adulthood. We don't care if there's a black man on the planet that's 106, 107, maybe 150 years old. Doesn't matter. The black man is awesome. So we thank you for the black man today, Father God. Father God, we pray for our teenagers. As I think about our teenagers today, I pray for our black young men today, Father God. I pray that they be guided not only by us as other black men, or other mentors, but also too by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you release your love and your wisdom and teaching and power to every soul, every teenager, Father God, that's a black man today. Give them a new thought. Give them a new mindset. Yeah. Give them a new mindset to understand who they really are, that they don't have to get into areas that of areas that they're not, areas that don't represent who they are as a king, as a prince. And we want to, as a leader, as a grower, as an inventor, as a businessman, as a teacher, preacher, prophet, you know, all professions, Father, because we have the black man is in every profession from A to Z, from scientists to lawyers, to doctors, to preachers. Father God, we thank you for our wonderful black men who are excited and doing the teaching and doing the talents, moving the talents and using the talents that they have coming from you, O Lord. So we thank God for the black man that's using his talents properly in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I pray for the black man that's in the prison system right now. Father God, I just ask, as only you can touch, no matter how much money is available, how much counseling and how much people teach in psychology and drugs and all that other stuff, it can't touch what the Holy Spirit can do in a matter of seconds to a man. So I pray for the black man who's incarcerated at all levels, not only behind walls, but in his own mind. Just free him up. I don't care if he's behind 20 inches of concrete, steel. Free his mind up, Father God. Free his mind up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, because we know the battle is for the mind. So we cancel the enemy's assignment right now on the black man in the name of Jesus, so that he'll fulfill his duty according to your will, that his mind be free. So all those are in prison, not just on behind the walls, but in their mind, be freed up right now in the name of Jesus, Father, because your word said two or three are gathered in your name. Anything he asks, it shall be done, Father God. And I know there's one more person out there that believes that prayer right now in Jesus' name. Father God, pray for the homeless. Pray for the black man that's homeless right now. He is homeless because maybe circumstances, we understand that. He may be homeless because of his mindset, thinking he can't get any more, can't get any better. Not sure, Father God, you know everything, but we can pray that the Holy Spirit go to the mind of the man, heart of the man, to know that he is better. He can do more. He can do better. He can ask for help. He can pray for help. He can seek out help within the city, within the county, within the state, within the country that he's in, Father God. So I pray for our homeless black men right now. Father God, we pray for the black man that needs help in his health, specifically in his body, specifically in his mind, Father God, and his soul today in Jesus' mighty name. So I pray for the black man that he has his health at peak power, Father God, according to your will. I pray for the black man that's having family issues, Father God, that has domestic problems right now, a little confused maybe. Maybe he's not confused. He's just raging in anger because of situations. Father God, I ask you to calm him down right now in the name of Jesus. Calm that black man down and give him the peace and perseverance and the joy that he needs to move forward, not only for his life, but for his family's life. Father, specifically, if he has a wife and children. Father God, specifically, if he has children and a fiance. Specifically, if he has children and a girlfriend. Father God, specifically, if he has a lady of his babies, Father, a woman of his babies, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the black man, Father God, that he be in position to take care of business in Jesus' name and reduce and eliminate any type of violence or any type of issues that would come up because of frustration or disrespect or whatever's in his mind, even mental illness, Father God, and drug abuse and alcohol abuse. We cancel that assignment on our black man today in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, too, I pray for our black men, black young men and boys and babies that are in child welfare right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the system will not abuse them, Father God, in any way. So I ask and pray for angels, Father God, tens of thousands of millions of angels that will watch over our male seed, that are in the welfare system right now in the name of Jesus, that there'll be no abuse mentally, physically against the male child in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you for that. Protect him. I pray that, Father God, and ask that your angels be dispatched quickly, immediately, right now, Father God. And those that are there, multiply them even more for those that are being protected right now from the prayers of other black men as well, Father God. Thank you for that. We pray for the black man over mental health right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest his mind right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that he have a sound mind and that he be freed up to know exactly who he is. He'll look in the mirror, oh Lord, and know exactly that he's a black man, that he is powerful, that he's got the right stuff. He's got the right things. He's got the right spirit. He's got the right God in Jesus' mighty name. So we pray and break that spirit of mental health, Father God, where no person can fix that but you, O Lord. So we pray for the black man, mental health to be released, Father God, that the health retained back to you, oh Lord, that if he's going to be have a mental health issue, the mental health will be all about you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord, not the enemy. Thank you right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for the black man that may has a substance abuse problem, Father God. I'm not going to try to name all the different ways. So I just pray that the addiction, whatever it is, be released. All types of addictions be challenged, be released in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the black man will come to his own, and stop the madness, stop the repetitiveness, stop the root cause of issues. That's basically what we're talking about is sin, oh Lord. So I pray the black man stop sinning in the name of Jesus, Father God. We got to come to that. We have sinned against thee, oh Lord. That's part of the problem. We have sinned against the Father God. So black man, we got to stop sinning against the Lord. We got to stop doing against what God has called us to do. That's how we get blessed. That's how we stay unconfused. That's how we stay focused on what God wants when we stop sinning and we repent of our sins. Not that we're perfect. We understand that. We're just saying we are not sinning on purpose. We're not sinning because our flesh says do this, do that. We're not doing that. We're challenging our flesh every day to do the right thing in the mighty name of Jesus. The black man is strong. The black man is awesome. The black man is smart. He's intelligent. He comes up with new ideas. He comes up with businesses and careers and creates jobs and creates a way for his sons and daughters and his family. In Jesus' name, his wife, his fiance, his girlfriend, Father God, has committed to him. We pray for the black man today that he stay strong in his relationships. Father God, I also lift up any black man that's in gangs today. And we can understand a little bit why they're in a gang, Father God, because of breakup of the family, breakup of the community, breakup of the church, maybe in some cases. A lot of black men have been in church and now they're in gangs all of a sudden. So we apologize to the black man today for letting him down in some areas. And we ask that you arrest every, and spiritually, Father God, arrest every black man that's in a gang today and release him from that. Father God, may he seek out other men, seek out leadership that will help him grow and get him into the right positions where he can start a business, start maybe work for a company if he wants to do that. But the goal, Father God, is to get him out of the situations where it's a negative environment to a positive environment. There's nothing wrong with a gang, as long as it's a positive gang, right? We're all in a gang of some sort, but we've got to make it positive. We got to make it worthwhile. We got to be a part of society to help it grow. We have to help if we're going to be in a gang, make it be in a gang of business owners, gang of entrepreneurs, a gang of black men who own planes and Learjets and all kind of great stuff. Let's have a gang of black men who own real estate, right? They own hotels, they own buildings, warehouses, those type of things, Father God. So if we want to be in a gang, let's be positive right now in the name of Jesus. So I ask you to arrest those gangs and just flip them, Father God, flip them. If we're going to flip some real estate, let's flip those gangs over to the right way in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for that. We ask that you give them the leaders to give them mercy and grace and pray that they flip that side in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you for the black man because he is strong. Oh, yeah, he's very talented. We can go to from A to Z on what the black man does today, what he has done in the past. And we thank all the black men that have sacrificed their life physically, sacrificed their life, Father God, in some case their mental illness, in some case to make sure that I can even be on this program today without being hindered, without being stopped about because I'm a black man and I can't be stopped unless I stop. So, Father God, every black man, I pray for every black man to know that not only is there no box, there's no limitations. So, Father God, we pray for that the black man know that he is unstoppable. But guess what? The black man is also humble. Even though he's unstoppable, can't be beat, he's also humble and he's patient and he's has perseverance and he has the spirit of a lion, of the lion. He has the spirit of the rhino. I love the rhino, ladies and gentlemen, because the rhino will run right over you to get to his goal. So you don't want to get in the way of a rhino because he'll run right over you. I love it. And the lion, he'll literally eat you to get to where he needs to go. All right. So we're talking about spiritual ways of handling today, and that's what the black man does. He'll literally take over and do what is right in the eyes of God. So thank you so much. Father God, we thank you for the black man today. I continue to pray for the black man, Father God. And for those who are just joining us, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Men Let's Talk Network. I'm a black man praying for the black man today. So excited about this platform and be able to do that for 15 minutes. So we're excited. Hey, our time is up. We're praying for you as well, but we're praying specifically for the black man today. And we don't leave anybody out, but our focus now is on the black man. And we know what's happening against the black man across the land, across this planet, in Jesus' mighty name. Again, we love all people. Again, we have to focus on what's happening today and deal with that. And then we move forward as we need to move forward. I want to encourage everybody to continue to pray for the black man today. Pray for your black men in your families, no matter what their background is. Pray for the black man today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking to you soon. I think we'll be on the broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, praying again. 15 minutes only for the black man. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn of the Men Let's Talk Network, CEO and founder of that network. Feel free to call me, brothers, if you need to. We're looking for mentors, mentees, that type of thing. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And we've got a lot of great black men doing some great things around the country. And we're looking forward to sharing those with you for those who need that information. Hey, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and keep it moving, Kevin Vaughn. And again, call me if you need to. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn on the Men Let's Talk Network. I'm a black man praying for the black man today. God bless you guys. We'll see you. Okay. Hey, remember, Jesus is Lord. And remember to always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you later on. Bye-bye.